I'm Stacey Mitchell, and you're listening to Something Even Better, a podcast about letting go of old dreams and what's not working so you can make room for something even better, where we explore the many unexpected twists we all go through to find our way to more aligned and meaningful work and lives.
Hello, lovely listeners, and welcome back. I had the idea for this podcast episode while driving to Yellowstone a few weeks ago. Like I've always said, my very, very best ideas always come when I'm not trying to have them. It's sort of like when you're in the shower, right? Always the best ideas. And as some of you might remember, I'm really into studying Taoism, and part of that philosophy is going with the flow and the path of least resistance. Now, I'm the first to say that's not always easy for me, but every time I just let go, I will say I get so much back in return in creativity and so many great things when I just let go. But I digress. Let's get to why we're here today. I'm going to be talking about how to get life coaching clients online, or any coaching clients online for that matter, and my favorite marketing hack. And I hate to use the word hack, but we'll get into it in a minute. If you are a coach that hates marketing, which I know so many of you do, or maybe you feel like you're not very good at it, but you also really want to grow your business, you really want to get more clients, this podcast just might change your mind about marketing and make it your new BFF. Now, some of you were like, that's not possible, but stick with me. So I know I've said I hate hack, secret, trick, blah, blah, blah when it comes to online business, but I really do think that this different viewpoint, this framework of thinking about marketing might blow some of your minds. So my real hope is to make you completely rethink your approach to marketing and selling to your potential clients, because I think the way you're thinking about it can very much drive the feelings that you feel about it, right? Because contrary to the popular belief, and to those of you who claim to hate marketing with like the fire, the passion of a thousand suns, right? Really good marketing is just like really good coaching. I'm going to say it again. For those of you in the back, for those of you washing dishes, really good marketing is just like really good coaching. And really good marketing is the best way to get coaching clients. I encourage all of you coaches out there who really, really want to grow their business and get more coaching clients, sign more clients, to listen closely and think about how to apply these concepts to your business. First, let's talk about the mindset shift that's required. Instead of thinking of marketing like some foreign, scary, maybe even sleazy part of your coaching business, I want you instead to think about marketing and signing clients through the lens of coaching. If we look at the International Coaching Federation's core competencies as the basis for really good coaching, we know that one of the number one most important rules of coaching is to let the client guide the coaching session and choose the topic to be coached on. And now you might be thinking, okay, yeah, but what does that have to do with signing clients? And the answer is, I'm just going to say it, it's pretty much everything. Because one of the biggest mistakes I see coaches make in their marketing is to make up what their potential clients want. In fact, I can pretty much guarantee if you've been in business long enough, you have completed some kind of ideal client avatar exercise where you've created this fictionalized ideal client. For example, if you look at some of the most common language of life coaches especially, you'll see a lot of live your most authentic and aligned life, right? And other very coachy language. Meanwhile, your real life ideal clients, they just want to stop yelling at their kids or find a more flexible, interesting job or enjoy their marriage more, or, you know, these really more tangible things. and living an aligned and authentic life, that's not what they're thinking about. It's not entering their heads. And so when you use that language, it's not connecting. And in the same way that you wouldn't walk into a coaching session and say, this is what you want coaching on today, which would be a little weird, you have to take the same approach with your marketing. If you want to sign more clients, if you want to enjoy marketing, I really think you have to do this one thing first. Ask questions and listen closely. A lot of people skip a really, really important piece to marketing their business that keeps them from growing, and it's market research. Now, before you go running away because you're like, that sounds, I don't want to do that. Market research is in many ways just a form of structured coaching. And in fact, I'm going to share a free resource at the end of this podcast that's going to make market research so much easier for you. So stay tuned for that. But really, market research is all about asking powerful questions, listening to the answers, and taking detailed notes. And you want to do this with as many ideal clients as you can, and then you look for the patterns. You look for patterns in the words and phrases they use, the problems they describe, and what they most want for their lives, which, give me a drum roll, isn't really all that different from coaching one client over several sessions. If you're a really good coach, you already know how to spot these kinds of patterns. You're already asking powerful questions, listening, and spotting patterns. Those are your superpowers as a coach, so this is easy. And once you know what your ideal clients want, you're meeting them where they're at. You're no longer that bad coach coming to the session trying to force your client in a direction they don't even want to go in. And when you market your coaching services using this knowledge as your foundation, you more easily connect with your clients. And I'll give you an example in my own business. Even though SEO is part of the foundational way that I help my clients, at least in the marketing side of things, I focus less on SEO and more on how it helps coaches sign clients without feeling glued to their phones, without always feeling like they're on, right? Because that's what they really care about. Coaches are not, let's just be real, coaches are not that interested in SEO. They're interested in the results of SEO, the ripple effects of SEO. Now let's talk about how to use this research to market, to sign more clients. The other skill we have as coaches that we can use in our marketing is reflecting back what we've heard. Once you know for sure what your potential clients really want and how they talk about what they want, you can use that language and reflect it back to them in your marketing through your content, your website, and your sales pages. And you might think, this isn't that important. But this one small tweak using their language is the cornerstone of effective copywriting and content marketing. And I am not kidding here. I have been taking courses on copywriting these last few months, and the number one, you cannot skip it step to copy that converts is to conduct market research. They say it over and over and over again, right? Because what your real life potential clients want is more important than anything, and I'm saying anything else to the success of your business. If you are making this up, you will unnecessarily struggle to sign clients. Just imagine you're in a coaching session and your client says to you, I'm really struggling to keep on top of my to-do list at work. And you reply back, it sounds like you need to reconnect with your authentic joy. You wouldn't do that, right? Your client would be so confused. They would feel unheard. And honestly, they might even decide, coaching is not for me. That was weird, right? And it's the exact same thing with your marketing. marketing is just like coaching in that the foundation is about listening for true understanding and reflecting back their beliefs and desires in your content. All good marketing starts with listening, not assuming. And once you've done market research and have that foundation, it's time to move on to higher level coaching skills in your marketing. So let's talk about how to get coaching clients, how to sign coaching clients using your higher level coaching skills. So we know that asking powerful questions, listening, and reflecting back are foundational for both coaching and business. But now what? Now it's time to use direct communication, create awareness, and design actions in your marketing. These are all things you're already using in coaching. And my guess is you're probably already doing some of this in your content. It's fairly easy to copy this kind of approach that other coaches are using. But the key difference here is that all of these actions will now come from the foundation of knowing your real life ideal client like they're your own best friend. When you use direct communication with your coaching clients, you're still using their language, but you're also painting a clearer picture for them by using metaphors or analogies. And you can do the same in your marketing through storytelling, metaphors, analogies, right? The best marketers tend to be the best storytellers because people connect with and remember stories. Think about fairy tales. Think about even like religious texts. They're filled with stories because they're easy to remember. They're easy to tell, and they help drive home the lessons harder than just saying, don't do this thing or make sure you do this thing, right? That doesn't really stick. But it's the same with marketing. You're allowed to get creative in how you talk about your client's journey and the issues they most commonly struggle with. And because I know examples are helpful, I'm going to share one of my favorite emails. It was when I was burnout coach, and it was about a ghost in the kitchen when we were on vacation, which ended up being a mouse. I won't read the entire email, but I think this little piece will make it clearer what I'm talking about. Okay, burnout is that little mouse that snuck into the cabin and into the trash can. He was so quiet, he almost didn't make any sound at all. We didn't expect it at all, and we were surprised to find him there. My dog's growls are the symptoms of burnout, sometimes so low we ignore them for months, sometimes years, until they become so menacing we have to pay attention and do something about it. And my husband was me, the coach, looking past the symptoms to the root of the problem and shining a light so your burnout can be released and you could go back to normal life again. Now you might be thinking, what? I had just told a story about how I had woken up in the middle of the night. It was like 2 or 3 in the morning. My dog was growling. There was a rustling in the kitchen. I was like, whoa, what is that? And there was a mouse in the trash can and we let it out. We had to get a flashlight, the whole thing, right? But I used that to create this story, which is, let's just be real, you can see that it would be far more memorable than just me writing an email about how burnout sneaks up on us. The next coaching skill to apply in your marketing is creating awareness. And this skill is about trying to open your client's eyes to new possibilities. It's about exploration and digging in deeper in your marketing. This kind of marketing is about tying together patterns that you see in your ideal clients, finding the connections to research or to even to other unrelated subjects, and or like showing them how they can begin to change their approach to these patterns. An example of creating awareness is this podcast you're listening to right now. I took the subject of marketing, how to get life coaching clients, and then looked at it through a new lens, coaching. I'm creating awareness and I'm potentially changing your perspective on marketing right now. This is also a really great approach to creating thought leadership content that sets you apart from all of the other coaches online because you're thinking about the problem differently. You're creating a deeper awareness in your marketing. And finally, the last coaching skill to apply to your marketing is designing actions. And the definition of this from ICF is to create with the client opportunities for ongoing learning during coaching and in work-life situations. I like to think of this as your opportunity to showcase tangible, real-world examples of how to solve your ideal client's biggest problems. So an example of this, if your market research is showing you that your ideal clients really struggle with setting boundaries or saying no, you provide a framework, tips, or suggestions for how to say no easier, right? And in doing so, you can show your ideal client that you know why they struggle to say no, the root, and then how to say no, the tangible actions they can take. And while, of course, you'd want to partner with your clients to come up with these actions during a coaching session, you're still the one helping them see the new possibilities with your marketing. But instead of through questioning, reflecting, and direct communication, you're helping them design these actions through your content. The point is that marketing does not have to feel so icky or hard or complicated. You can use the skills you already have and love using as a coach to serve your potential clients. And when you take this perspective of serving, sharing, and helping from the foundation of truly understanding your client, it will inevitably lead to signing more clients. So here's a quick recap. Here's how to use the coaching skills you already have to guide your marketing. First, ask powerful questions and conduct market research. Again, there's a resource for you coming to help you make this super easy. Second, listen and take notes. Three, spot the patterns. Notice the language that they're using, the phrases that they're using, the feelings that they're having. Four, reflect back their own language, beliefs, and desires in your copy and content. Five, use direct communication using stories, metaphors, and analogies. Six, create awareness and change their perspective. And seven, design actions that provide tangible possibilities for how to solve their problems. I really, really hope that listening to this has changed your perspective on how to market and how to sign more clients. And if you take only one thing away from this podcast, let it be this. Understanding your ideal client, their problems, their desires, what language they use, their fears, their feelings, who they really are, is the foundation of a successful coaching business. This is why when I create a custom marketing plan for my coaches in my messaging and marketing intensive, I ask you to submit your ideal client's real life language in the pre-work by giving me their testimonials and language from their applications or intake forms. And that's a little tip, right? To help with your own market research, if you're doing it on your own, use what you already have from previous clients. It's amazing. And then I add to that information by doing even more market research of my own. Because creating a marketing plan without this information is a bit like trying to go on a vacation, trying to pack, showing up at the airport, and not having any idea where you're trying to go, right? It's just not gonna work. It's very confusing. It's harder than it needs to be. And I do just want to do a little side note here. If you're listening to this in real time in June 2022, my next available spot for my marketing intensive is open for late July or early August. And that is going to be the last spot until November. So if you want in, please make sure you go apply ASAP. That's at stacymitchell.com/marketing. And last but not least, the resource. I know now that so many of you are probably thinking, ooh, I'm ready to do this. I'm ready to go do this market research for my business. And because of that, I created a free resource for you where you can steal my best market research questions. I also provide a short video tutorial for how to conduct this kind of research without ever needing to get on a call, which I know for so many of you is really important because your schedules are already booked out. And I'm also giving you a template to compile this research and start to easily spot those patterns so you can use it in your copy and your content. And you can grab this resource for free over at stacymitchell.com/research. Now, I will also be putting that in the show notes for you to make it super easy. So if you want it, go there now and snag it. It's really good. It's really, really good and easier way of doing that market research. So if you loved this podcast, I'm just going to go ahead and say it again, as I always do. Please share it with a friend right now. Take your phone out of your pocket, pick it up off the table, wherever it is, and share it with one friend that you think really needs to hear this. And I haven't asked for this in a long time, but if you're loving it, it means so much to me. I cannot even tell you how much it means to me. Please rate and review the podcast. You all know that I believe sharing is caring, and I really think this is true. And reviewing helps more people find the podcast, which is so appreciated, and I love reading them. It totally makes my day. And if you're still on social media, if you want to share it to your story and tag me, I would love that too. Thanks so much again for listening.
If you love this podcast, why not share it with your friends, your family, your favorite social media profile, literally everyone you know. And take a minute to give me a review wherever you listen. I love reading the reviews, and sharing is always caring.